Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it is time for the good, the bad, and the dumb here on Wake Up Call on a Throwback Thursday. Glad you can be with us. Before we get to the good of the day, I want to remind you about something else that is good. My sheet's not coming up right now, but it is the Trade Up Any Non-Contact Thermometer for a $5 rebate towards an Exergen purchased at any retailer. Accuracy matters more than ever when taking temperature. Published research shows non-contact models miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Upgrade to Exergen, the only home forehead thermometer proven accurate by published peer-reviewed clinical studies. Details at Exergen.com. Thank you, Ron. What's the good of the day?
The good of the day was nothing short but of pure awesomeness.
Pure awesomeness?
Yes.
Even better.
Yeah, and that was Tom Brady just absolutely annihilating Aaron Rodgers on the interwebs yesterday.
Yes, yes.
So if you don't know, there's a match 3, right?
This will be in July.
This will be in July out in Montana.
Montana of all places.
It'll be two old guys, Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady, going up against Bryson DeChambeau and Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, this has been great. This has been a great 24 hours since they announced this thing.
And Tom Brady, I believe he has a social media team with him, right?
Yeah, he's got people. Yeah,
he's got to. But I want to also believe that he's coming up with these on his own.
Yeah, you kind of do, right?
Because he had a lot of fun. I mean, the first tweet I think that came out was, come watch the match 3 or something like that. Two champions, a scientist, and a Jeopardy host.
That's great. That's great.
Or another one that says, two old guys against the young bucks. Better get used to laying up because we know Aaron Rodgers isn't going for it.
Oh, he's got a social media team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then the best part was, and it was a series of them. I'm not going to go through all of them. It was a series of that still shot of Bryson DeChambeau crossing Brooks Koepka, like, you know, walking behind him that we've talked about the last couple of days. And every single time, like, just one of them is, you know, it's Bryson DeChambeau saying, you know, Bryson, happy to be here. And then it's the Brooks Koepka face doing the, oh, God.
Yeah.
And it says Aaron realizing he has to spend his whole day with Bryson.
Then Brooks Koepka tweeted out, sorry, Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Yeah. And then Bryson tweeted back, I'm glad I'm living rent-free in your head.
Yeah, this is fantastic.
It's amazing.
This is something that golf definitely needs to capitalize on.
The problem is, yeah, you're 100% right. The problem in golf is that feuds like this just don't really exist.
I know.
There was a whole huge amount of time where people would say, you know, Phil and Tiger don't like each other. And you'd be like, yeah, but I'm not getting anything out of it. Like, maybe they do. Maybe privately they don't like each other. But as a fan who wants to see them kind of go at it, they weren't really doing that. Like, Phil would make a – Phil this is going back to, like, the late 90s, 2000s. Phil would make a comment, like, in a golf magazine that he's hitting it further than Tiger because he has better equipment, taking a shot at Nike. Like, Phil would do those kind of things, but it was never like this. It was never like this. And then naturally, as those guys got older, you know, you start losing some of that pettiness, and then you start really appreciating the other guy, and then they become friends, and then next thing you know, they're buddies, right? But these two guys have that, where they don't like each other, and you're seeing it play out that they don't like each other.
I mean, the greatest thing that it ever happened was that video coming out.
Oh, absolutely.
Because that video, I mean, because you knew they didn't like each other from, you know, what I think it was like the 2019 U.S. Open when Brooks was complaining about DeChambeau's slow play.
Right.
And then, you know, but we haven't really talked about it at all. And then all of a sudden this video comes out and it's like the forefront of everything. It's like, oh, my God. And you know, we want golf to be about this right now.
Yeah, it's awesome. I really can't. I can't wait till they're paired up together in some way.
I want it so much. I want Koepka to be Brady's caddy.
Oh, I know. I mean, I want Koepka involved in this somehow. Just to be there is right.
You know, why not? Let's bring on a third pair
yeah.
for fun. You know, we can dig up another quarterback, right?
Remember how bad Brady played golf, and then he holed one out for
the
eagle?
Whole seven.
Remember that?
Yeah.
But he was like all over the place, and then for that one shot, he's like, "Hey, got it in the hole. Look at that."
Because when we look at him, like, "Oh, I guess he does want to play golf."
It's amazing. You can go your whole life and never do that, and then he did it on TV.
Yeah.
Of course he does. Of course he does. Exactly. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, this actually might make you a little angry.
Uh-huh.
It's J.J. Abrams doing an interview the other day.
Uh-oh.
And admitting that his Star Wars trilogy probably would have been better if he had an actual plan.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, what a disappointment.
We all know, I mean, you know, Force Awakens actually is probably the better of the three.
Yeah, it's the better of the three.
And, you know, because it kind of completed story arc, like, you know, what this one writer said. It gave us a story end to Harrison Ford, Han Solo, which we wanted. You know, it's like he's an old guy. He can't be a smuggler anymore, bouncing around the galaxy.
It wasn't a bad movie. It just borrowed so much from Star Wars that it wasn't its own original thing.
But it accomplished what it set out to do, was getting us to fall in love with these three new characters and wanting to know
fall
more
in love
about.
Is a big term, because I never really liked any of them.
Or, you know, be interested in these
being
new
interested
characters.
Being interested enough of their story, yeah.
Right. And even the fourth, the villain, the Kylo Ren, we wanted to know more about him.
Right.
And
but like, for example, the thing about it was, and this is Star Wars nerding out, Empire Strikes Back, Luke gets his hand chopped off, his lightsaber falls all the way down through Cloud City. I don't know where it goes. But then she's got it in a suitcase that creature at the bar, she has it in a suitcase, and she says, they go, "Where'd you get this?" That's a question for another time, because JJ didn't know what to do with that. Like, as he's writing the script,
but at least,
he's like, it's got to show up, but I don't know how it got here.
At least he said that, because, you know, if she had a story for it, he would have been scared for it. I mean, at least he was like, I don't know how we got that, you know. It was just part of a garbage heap, and a Jawa found it.
So what exactly... What exactly did he say? Why he didn't have a plan?
Well,
was it under pressure?
What he was comparing it to is because he's worked on a lot of TV series. Like he was one of the main guys for Breaking Bad,
right?
One of the writers for Breaking Bad, and you know the idea was to actually kill off Aaron Paul's character at the end of the first season. But he was so riveting and the chemistry was so great that's how come Aaron Paul got written into.
To
the series more.
So his angle was
his angle
Breaking
is,
Bad?
Well, no, his angle, because, you know, he did Lost. That, you know,
Lost is the right answer.
Right, but no, his angle was, I use that as an example, because more people probably have seen Breaking Bad than Lost. But when you're writing a series, you know, he said there's certain things that happen during a series that kind of catapult what the next move are going to be, and he didn't really have that with Star Wars, especially since... it was already dictated that he was only going to direct the first film, and that was it. And that while he was in the middle of directing the first film, that's when Disney and Lucasfilm said, you know what, we need to bang out the next two. And they already tasked Rian Johnson before Force Awakens had even came out. Rian Johnson was already tasked to start writing and directing and producing.
So basically,
The Last Jedi,
just to wrap that one up, he
probably wanted more control over the whole thing, because I'm not going to say he's a bad director. He's had some
brilliant
stuff. But I think he wanted more control over all three storylines, because that third one was kind of trying to marry the first two films together. Yeah. And it might be beneficial just to have, you know, should have split the third one and say, okay, let's have a third film and a fourth film.
Yeah,
sorry, it's not going to be a trilogy.
It's too bad. They tried it. They failed. It's awful.
Yeah.
They're not watchable movies. I don't watch them again. I don't ever want to watch them again. I think they're garbage.
And I knew that it was going to be bad. Or the last one, when you show one of the high impact scene, the surprise scene in a preview, you know it's not going to be good.
Right.
And as I'm talking about when Lando shows up with all the ships, that should never have been in a preview.
Yeah, that was bad.
That's one of those things you want to be shocked when you see it.
All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is the U.S. military is doubling down on their close encounters. So we've been talking about this all along, about how, you know, the Navy, the Air Force, they're all coming out saying, oh, yeah, we see UFOs all the time. And that's, you know, we've been hearing about this. Well, the Navy recently came out and said, yeah, we've encountered some underwater UFOs that are capable of doing hundreds of knots.
Okay. Can I? I'm starting to change my tune on this. a little bit.
Are they just flooding us with too much? And we're like, yeah, okay, we don't care anymore.
All right. And give us again, hard I'm not evidence. I'm not trying to be super cynical, but I do want to ask this. Is it possible, could it be possible that some of the things they're saying, they're seeing, it's not necessarily made up, but it's enough to get people to go, hey, Pentagon, take as much money as you want. If these things are real and they're in our ocean, fill up the budget.
Not a bad idea.
Right? You know, just say to America, we don't really have a threat anymore. But boy, I'll tell you right, these tic-tac-looking ships that go from 80,000 feet to zero in a second, they sure are scary. And then we go, okay, great. I don't know.
We have underwater UFOs. So do we have just a whole race just living in the ocean?
I was listening to Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah.
He was on Joe Rogan's podcast about this. And he made a really good point. He said in the 1960s and the 1970s, there were a whole bunch of alien abduction stories, right? Almost everybody had one. They were filled with them, right? People were claiming in the middle of Nebraska, the middle of New Hampshire, the middle of Montana.
And we blamed it on drugs.
Right? That they got abducted by aliens. But when, and then Neil deGrasse Tyson points out, when people said, did you have a camera on you at any time? And they're like, well, I did and I took it, but they confiscated the film or they ruined my camera. He goes, now everybody's got a camera, and everybody not only has a camera, but they can live stream whatever they see in a second. So yet we have no video. We have no video of anybody ever doing this at all since we've had this technology. But in the 60s and 70s, everybody got abducted and nobody had any evidence. Now, no one's getting abducted because there is no evidence.
Now we get strange lights in the sky.
And I think that's a good point. He goes, if you have actual video of an alien coming out, abducting you, and you live stream it, it is the most watched video of all time. And yet nobody has done it.
That will literally break the internet.
So I'm starting to get a little cynical on this stuff, but I am still very curious.
Is it that someone has the video, but the X-Files department was there on the spot?
To grab it
and go, no, you can't release this shit.
They don't seem to care anymore. Now they're like, no, actually release it because we want to convince people we're not crazy.
Well, maybe it's the Navy and the military. You know, they're just being tasked like, guys, just give them something.
Maybe so, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, we're all in the same spot right now. We just want to know when a big ship hovers over a city.
That's all I care about now. Yeah. That's all I'm into now.
Let us know when it's checkmate.
Let us know when it's checkmate is right.
But yeah, now we have underwater UFOs capable of doing hundreds of knots.
Amazing. Unbelievable. All right, that's Wake Up Call and a Throwback Thursday, Sports Map Radio.